Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Repercussions after the first UN working session for a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International considered the first round of negotiations for a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights that took place last week at the UN in Geneva, Switzerland, as a historic progress. The first session of the Intergovernmental Working Group of the UN Human Rights Council concluded with hopes high for the process towards a treaty that could finally bring justice and protection to millions, said Friends of the Earth International through a press release issued just after the end of the negotiations on July the 10th. A day later, after having had some rest and a few hours to reflect upon what happened, Real World Radio interviewed Friends of the Earth International's Economic Justice Resisting Neoliberalism Program Coordinator Lucy Ortiz, still in Geneva. The Brazilian activist assessed the official negotiations in detail and also made reference to the work of social movements and organizations in Geneva, focusing on Friends of the Earth International's participation.
Real World Radio is interviewing Lucia Ortiz. She is the international coordinator of the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism of Friends of the Earth International. Lucia, welcome to Real World Radio.
Hello, Jose. Thank you for giving the opportunity to share with you our excitement after one inspiring week of work here in Geneva. On following the first session of the Intergovernmental Working Group to start the process of building the legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights.
As you said, Lucia, we have just ended this week, this first week of negotiations of this Intergovernmental Working Group. What are the first evaluations and considerations of Friends of the Earth International right now?
We are very happy to announce this second historic step towards a system to put to bring corporates to justice for their human rights violations and for environmental crimes. We had last year a big victory when southern countries won a voting process for approving a resolution to establish this intergovernmental working group to develop a treaty, a legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. And this year what we saw here was a very open, transparent and well-conducted process of negotiation by member states present here to brainstorm, to really put on the table ideas, content, proposals regarding the scope, the nature and mechanisms that could be part of this drafting a new treaty that would allow us to bring corporates to justice. So we are celebrating here not only the results of this working group, but the fact that the civil society really occupy UN in a very positive way. We really articulated as Friends of the Earth International based on our struggles on the ground, based on the cases and campaigns that our communities are struggling, facing the human rights violations by transnational, but also having the Treaty Alliance as a broad space of facilitation of civil society intervention. And as Friends of the International and many other movements that we work with, as La Via Campesina, the World March of Women, the trade unions, and many, many other international organizations, that are together in building positions to dismantle corporate power and end impunity of transnational corporations in the space of the global campaign, we could really make our voices heard. But more than that, we could put the content on the discussions, and these discussions really warm up the participation of the states. We saw, as expected, an attempt by European Union obstructing the first day of the negotiations that were to approve the agenda of work, the work plan. But as we were expecting, also we have the absence of many of the countries who are home countries of transnational corporations with historic responsibility to human rights violations and also to systemic violations of nature and the climate change as a result of that. So we have the participation of many southern countries. European Union just came in the first days to try to delay the process or obstruct the process, and in the end they were absent despite of the great articulation and powerful interventions from the civil society groups from European Union, who were together and present until the end of the negotiation. So our final statement in the plenary was that it seems like European Union really are putting the interest of their corporations above the interest of human rights, and more, they are not being faithful in the same level of European population and civil society groups that are here doing their work. We are also celebrating that as in Europe, other groups in the South, Friends of the Earth, build up national articulations and pressure in the governments at the national level that really led to more participation of states and more informed participation of states. And as Brazil itself said, that now the content put on the table in the first session of negotiations really guide and inspire or inform the process of building with civil society the national positions for the next round.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Lucia, how do you see the report presented yesterday by the Ecuadorian presidency of the Intergovernmental Working Group? Which are the points that you would like to strengthen, and how did you, as Friends of the Earth International, receive that?
Yes, we didn't have the time to read all the report that contains like a summary of 8 panels of experts
with around 25 pages.
Yeah, this summary of the panels, I think it would be hard to summarize the richness, the wealth of proposals put forward by the panel of specialists, many of them in dialogue with the proposals and with connection with the proposals made by civil society groups. This final report is still open for member states to comment in the next 2 weeks. But what was approved was the recommendations led by the chair. One is to have the second session in the next year of the working group. And this is something that was already expected by the resolution voted last year. The second is that the presidency would take with member state informal consultations with civil society, trade unions, specialists, and other stakeholders at national level. So the intersessional period would be very, very important for us to work together at the national level and using the proposals that we already articulated in the space of the campaign to dismantle corporate power and go deep with them, and also to raise our expertise and expertise of affected peoples by concrete cases and concrete struggles against transnational corporations, and also recommend that in this through this consultation process and for the next program of work, we would have as specialists the affected people that really have expertise on what means on their daily life the violations committed by transnational corporations. So the third point of the recommendation was that the mandate of presenting a program work would be given to the chair, the Ecuadorian ambassador, and our only call is that this program of work can be shared earlier in time than this year, so that we could really engage, as it's our commitment made in the final statement by Friends of the International, to build these proposals and bring more content into the treaty negotiation.
Lucia, several governments and also the Ecuadorian presidency, the ambassador Maria Fernanda Espinosa, greeted and recognized the role played by the NGOs and social movements and social organizations. We can say that this process in the UN is much very different from other processes, like, for example, the UN negotiations on climate change, in terms of the voice given to the social movements and organizations and their participation, and also in the sense that transnational corporations do not have a role here until the moment, at least until nowadays. How do you see this, Lucy?
Yeah, we met here in Geneva. Many organizations that were with us years ago when reclaiming UN from corporate capture campaign, and we were like very happy with the steps forward, because in this space the transnational corporations are the targets of this agreement for a legally binding treaty. They are not stakeholders, they are not there for negotiate the sanctions that they are able to accept for their crimes against human rights and against nature. So this is a very different space. It's a space of struggle, but it's a space where really the state should listen to civil society and already affected people by transnational corporations, and not the so-called solutions presented by the private sector that are undermining the negotiations of climate change, or also financialization the nature, financializing the nature in the process of negotiations of the biodiversity convention, for instance. This is a new space for us to really put forward decades of struggles against transnational corporations and the campaigns made by Friends of the Earth with many other movements in the world too, and now really to system change and also strengthened by the voice of the Pope Francis, who is also putting forward our messages, you know, that we have been building in the last decades. So it is a space where that we really occupy the role of civil society, and where transnational corporations have no role as stakeholders. It's a completely different process as regarding the business forum on human rights, or even the negotiations of the UN guiding principles by transnational corporations, when the member states were consulting transnational corporations to see what would be the guides that they could follow. Now it is not about that. It's about establishing obligations and penalties, shared liability of transnational corporations and other related business, as we presented in the Wilmar case. There are the shared liability by the financiers of big transnational corporation projects as being also responsible by the violations, and other business as business in the long chain of supply of TNCs in the global economy. So in a way that we really reach all the violations committed by business.
Friends of the Earth International presented several cases of transnational corporations abuses in different parts of the world, Lucia, including a side event organized by Friends of the Earth, in which several member groups of the Federation presented those cases. What can you say to us about those cases, and particularly about the side event?
Yes, I know that the Real World Radio has made a great job covering and interviewing people working on these cases. We have videos and publications and also interviews that you can get more information of each one of the cases. But the important thing is that it is from the cases that we really could develop the proposals and could give examples on how a treaty could work. One of example is the case of the Pacific Ring, Australian Canadian mining company in El Salvador, because we are saying that a treaty really needs to put the human rights framework above trade and investment agreements and transnational corporations protection system. We need a system to protect human rights. And in the case of El Salvador, we show that affected people or even the state affected by the violations caused by mining company in related to rights of access to water, rights to environmental sound and healthy space are violated by TNCs, but these affected people and the state cannot bring the corporates to court, but the corporate brings the state to court and asks for $3 million because they say the environmental law it's causing harm to the corporation. So it's time for a treaty, as we say, because these abuses can be no longer seen. Another case is from the Wilmar, the palm oil company that are pushing a huge process of land grabbing in Uganda, in Nigeria, and also in Indonesia. And through a case launched here by, worked by Friends of the Earth US, Friends of the Earth Europe, and also ERA, Friends of the Earth Nigeria, we exemplify the chain in the chain of supply subcontractors and also in the chain that goes up to the financiers of these corporations, how there is a need to establish share liability for TNCs and their stakeholders and their financiers. And also we presented here the proposals about extraterritorial obligations that states should comply with, that in one side related to what would be the national laws, as in France, example that could be could make the states responsible by violations caused by their home TNCs in other countries. But also with the case of Mekorot water company in Palestine, we say that not only the state of Israel or the occupied territory of Palestine that should be a state are implied on this extraterritorial obligations, to respond to extraterritorial obligations, but also third parties, like we have the example of states in Brazil doing partnership with corporations that are violating the rights of Palestinian people of access to water, and how we, in the boycott and disinvestment sanctions campaign, we can exemplify the argument on another vision of extraterritorial obligations. We had also raised the case of Total, a French company, French oil company, making operations in Nigeria, but not only Total, but a group of oil transnational corporations historically operating in Nigeria and in other countries with systematic violations of human rights that can be shared by other affected people in the rest of the world, but also with such systemic violations of rights of people when they are the historical responsibles for climate change. And are causing violations of rights of people when there are displacement, climate refugees, when there the access, the rights to water are violated, and so on. So these were the way that SOI we built our proposals, really based on living struggles and global struggles from the ground, but also global struggles as climate change as a systemic violation caused by corporations.
An executive from Total, Lucia, was sent especially to the side event of Friends of the Earth International. How did you see that?
Well, this was the high point of our side event, because it really gave us the opportunity to expose how corporations are not allowed and cannot be any part of these negotiations, and how civil society is also not only prepared but have all the systematization of the violations caused by these corporations, and are prepared also to expose French corporations when it got to the Pinocchio Awards announcement in the COP21 in Paris, and also how if corporations want to deal with corporativization of human rights, how wrong they can be. The executive of Total told us that he took a flight from Paris to Geneva only to be in the side event to see Friends of the Nigeria and Friends of the France allegations about their violations, so he could respond and work together to find solutions with us. And he said it because for them, not only for Total, not only the oil is their asset, but also the environment and the communities. For what we responded that we don't want corporations working on financialization of nature, so looking at nature as asset, and that we believe that Nigerian communities violated by Total and by Shell and by Chevron and by Eni would felt their rights violated when a corporation called them assets.
Okay. Lucia, just briefly, we know that the global campaign to dismantle corporate power and stop impunity had a meeting yesterday trying to see in which ways they are going to keep working on that. And Friends of the Earth International is part of this global campaign. So how will this federation and the campaign keep working in the next months about this issue?
We have in the space of the campaign not only a space to intervene, to build together our position with the long-term objective to dismantle corporate power, to build these proposals for the treaty, UN treaty, but to really go deep in building people's mobilization and a space for international solidarity and quick responses to victims of corporations as well, and to raise their voices, and also to bring perspectives of system change that are being built also in the space of that are being built by different movements, and have the campaign as a space to interchange and interconnect and go deep into the proposals. One of the proposals that we supported and presented here also as in our Friends of the Earth International submission, but also in the events that we have been doing in Geneva, was the idea to go deeper into the concept of what affected peoples means in the law, in the international law, and what are the rights of the affected people. The Dumb Affected People movement that is part of La Via Campesina is already working in proposals for national policies on how to establish the concept and the rights of affected people by dumps, but with the vision that we all, we in the world as a movement, we are affected by dumps, by extractive industries, by mining companies, by big plantations, by agribusiness TNCs, and in a systematic way, I mean, with a pattern of repetition of these violations that are, you know, are known, well known, and well documented by groups, environmental groups, all over the world, and by other movements too. And so that we can also from that experiences define what affected people means and what should be their rights, but also these communities and us all over the world, we are affected by the systemic violations of the transnational corporations and their systemic results. As we mentioned, many examples of oil corporations' operations and that have the climate change, the climate chaos, as the ultimate result. So how to build, as we are doing this work in Friends of the Earth with communities in Central America, how to build the concept of the rights of affected people by climate change and transnational corporations. And this is something to work with MOVIAC and other movements doing the same reflection. So our commitment in the campaign and as in the campaign to dismantle corporate power and as Friends of the Earth International is that this intersessional period, the period from this first working group session to the next one, we would be doing the our national consultations and our international consultations also, and being in touch with the member states taking part of the working group to present these proposals. And for sure, we were going to occupy UN Square once more next year, and we are going to occupy the space that is the people's space, as the charter of UN says. We are going to be the people's doing, putting the content of the of our struggles in the negotiations of a legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. It's going to be a long struggle, but it has been already a historic step, and where we feel that we are building much more collaboration, understanding, and ways of working together in with the social movements, but also in the broader civil society. And we hope we can have also historic result when we are finally able to bring corporates to justice for their environmental crimes.
Okay, it was Lucia Ortiz, Friends of the Earth International's coordinator of the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism program. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A luta continua.